You said that you were at the London School of Economics when you first heard about the Rwanda situation, the Rwanda
Yes.
genocide, or whatever you heard. Can you remember specifically when you first heard about it and what you heard?
I remember seeing headlines in the newspaper, but I also remember seeing television images of people floating down a river. I think that was probably in some student, common area, or if we were in a cafe or something with other students. I was not at home for those specific images, but that is the first image I have of the genocide.
Okay. Can you describe for us, you can do this narratively now, what the next period of time was? In other words, what did you next learn then over the course of the next few days, and what was your personal reaction? Was it a big thing for you in terms? There were lots of things going on in Europe at that time.
It was a lot of things going on at the same time. It was the release of Mandela's, and that whole period was very lively in terms of news and events. But studying public international law and UN law as one of the subject, obviously we focused a lot of the actions, the debates in the UN, the actions of the Security Council. So I can't, I, you know, my images are not as vivid as that first television screen, but we spoke a lot about it. But I would say we probably spoke more about the Yugoslavia conflict than the Rwanda one because it was closer geographically.
Right. And that would be you and other students when you say
Yes,
we
sorry,
spoke.
yeah, definitely.
Okay. And so when was it you decided, that was 2004, when was it you decided
No,
that,
1994.
1994, of course, I'm sorry.
Don't
Yeah,
take away
no,
10 years
don't
away
wait,
from me now.
that's exactly right. That was 1994. And when was it, how long after that did you decide to go to work for ICTY
That
or the UN and
yeah, I started work at the ICTY 1st of July 1998, and the decision was probably made about a month before that. So in between that, I had worked as a volunteer lawyer in London for a little bit for a human
Volunteer
right.
for human rights?
Yeah, for Interrights is the organization called,
What
and
kind of work did you do?
it's Interrights is an organization that only deals with the legal aspect of human rights. So it gives legal opinion to many times other countries, other human rights organization. It was very much involved in the former Eastern Bloc, and they changed from going into becoming democratic countries. So it was a lot of legal research, constitution versus human rights law, etc. And that I did for 6 months. I forgot to say that when we spoke about what I had done before. After I had finished my master's at London School of Economics, and then I returned home to continue to clerk.
Continued to clerk?
Or yeah, I was still clerking at that point.
Okay.
Oh,
Still thinking of a judicial career.
yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you made the decision to change your career,
Yes.
at least to some extent. I guess you still have the option of going back.
I don't think so. To be honest, I don't, because I left so early into the judicial training. And what had happened, I finished clerking in, must have been 1995, maybe June 1995. Then I started the Court of Appeal in later that year, December, something like that. Then I did that for about 9 months. Then I had a child, my first child, and I was on a maternity leave for a year. And I was supposed to go back to the Court of Appeal, but the Hague, the ICTY came in between, so I never went back. I went to the Hague.
And you decided to, did they seek you out or did you seek them out?
Well, I got a phone call saying we are looking for people,
Okay.
and why don't you apply? And I did apply.
That was that friend of yours.
Yeah, and that was an informal
yes.
phone call. And I applied and I got interviewed.
And you worked there for how long?
Close to 4 years.
Okay. And was the work you did there any of the trial work or
no? Yeah. I was in chambers. Okay. So basically, it was I had then been moved from being within the judiciary as a clerk or a baby judge or whatever you want to call it, till being a clerk on the international level.
Okay.
So I worked initially as an assistant, legal assistant to a judge,
mm-hmm.
Judge Lal Chan Vora, who was a Malaysian judge, and.
Can you spell that name for us?
It's LALCHAND, and now it's going to kill me for it. VORAH. It's always the problem if the H in Vora comes after V or after or
at the end.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. All right. Mm. So you work for Judge
Lal Chan Vora.
Lal Chan Vora. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And was that your whole time there, pretty much? Or?
For a couple of years, and then I worked more as a coordinator within the chamber.
Okay. Hmm. And what then took you to Rwanda, to the ICTR?
Well, as you know, the appeals chamber for the ICTY and the ICTR is technically two, but it's the same set of judges.
Yes.
And the judge that I worked for, he was on the appeals chamber. So as his assistant, I dealt with cases from both the ICTY and the ICTR.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a fair idea of the cases at the ICTR. And there was a colleague of mine who was employed by the ICTR who was in registry, but he was based in The Hague. And he was actually the one that became the first head of the Military One case. So he said, Christine, I'm going back to Arusha. I'm going to head the Military One trial. Why don't you go there as well? Why don't you, try to get a job? And I was pregnant at the time, and I wasn't so keen to take a newborn to Arusha. I didn't know how things were here. So it took me about a year, and then eventually we decided to all go here.
Okay.
Mm.
And that was in 2002.
Mm.
Okay.